coming up on this episode of The Village Idiom.
Okay. There are three birds in this tree. One of them I know will peck. One possibly can peck. And one is meant to peck, but refuses. What species are they?
Yes, peck. Could peck. No peck.
You ready?
Yeah.
A woodpecker, a could pecker, and a should pecker.
Dum, dum, da-da, Village Idiom.
Hello, and welcome to The Village Idiom.
We are a podcast that every single week we choose a popular saying, take an admittedly shallow, hopefully comedic, once in a while interesting, if we're really lucky, educational dive into its meaning, its usage, its origins. But mostly we're going to use it to hang our otherwise directionless conversation on. My name is Not Skinny.
And I am not Jurassic Mark. Another week of not being myself. But if I'm not myself, then who am I?
Whoa. Well, you're not me.
People say, like, I'm just not myself right now. Like, who are you then?
Right. Well, it's also the go find yourself scenario. And after college, I just needed to go find myself.
I did, and I didn't. I went back. What I found wasn't good.
We had a strong relationship for a brief time, then we broke up.
It's very...
Found myself... Left myself, been happier ever since.
It's a bit of, like, sounds really schizophrenic-ish.
I'm beside myself.
Yeah, well, I guess if there's multiple yourselves.
If I'm beside myself.
I went to find myself, but it turns out I was beside myself.
Yeah, and that's why I wasn't feeling myself.
So that.
None of those are today's idioms.
It's got nothing to do with today. I was like, actually, what are we talking about?
Well, today I thought I'd use Norman Bates from the classic 1960 movie Psycho to introduce today's...
He wasn't feeling himself.
He was not.
Yeah, he had some mommy issues, I think.
Yeah, let's see
what he has to say.
You eat like a bird.
This, like, couldn't be more...
Is he saying Bates, that to his mom?
You eat like a bird.
Oh, I can't remember, actually.
I hope not, because she was... Like a dead mummified...
Which, that's why she's not eating like much. Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't eat a lot at all.
I mean, that is the definition, is not
arguably
eating.
Arguably, something was eating her.
Was it a bird? A jackbird?
Well, I was looking at birds, it's like this whole phrase, eat like a bird.
Yeah.
And we just think of birds, like, oh, they're just like hanging out and pecking seed off the ground and...
Or eyeballs off of...
Exactly. And so you start getting into it. Birds are like carnivorous. And
they can be, yeah.
And so I was like, oh, no, that's just like, you know, we talk about like that one.
You eat like a bird. Oh, so.
cannibal.
Cannibalistic. Yeah. Did you hear about the new, it's probably not new. Sorry, this is like actually serious. Cannibal gangs in Haiti right now?
No.
Yeah. It's like popping up on the news about gangs that are.
Is this like. What is the
There's
fastest
no
way
joke
to,
here.
What is the fastest way to get AIDS? Well, aren't like isn't like Haitian like one of the highest AIDS capital type places like ever?
I don't actually know that, but yeah, I would
imagine
if
eating
you're...
people that I think there's like a high AIDS epidemic in Haiti is just and like from
well they're eating people.
Well, that's not
well
helping.
The gangs are.
That's not helping.
Now, if it's yeah, what would you call your gang if you're
didn't
a cannibalistic?
Get, like, don't like cows get mad cow from eating. Like feed that has been like contaminated with other cow. Like,
yeah, pretty sure.
Like in that sort.
So they're
like,
going to get mad Haitian disease.
It's very different. It's like a post-apocalyptic mad Haitian.
Mad Haitian.
Yeah. Driving around in tap-taps and.
Yeah. So anyway, that has nothing to do with nothing.
It but, still doesn't have anything to do with
but, that. But birds can be cannibalistic. Birds okay. are scavengers, not all birds.
So I was looking up in terms of cannibal-related birds, and I was, you're thinking, oh, like vultures and this sort of thing, but it was like...
No, I was thinking crows.
Okay, so ravens and crows are totally on the list.
Even like starlings.
Robin.
Yeah.
Bluebirds. You're like, they're just all... They'll eat anything.
Yeah, Hitchcock was onto something.
And so, like, in terms of weird bird trivia, what kind of drugs do birds do?
Crocaine?
Crocaine.
I got it.
You nailed it.
I'm a winner.
You know your jacked up bird trivia.
That's right. That's because I've got crow's feet on my face.
Do you?
My smile lines. I'm getting crow's feet.
No, you're good, buddy. Don't do, like, Botox or anything like
that. I would... I say we do Botox right before we film an episode, just to say we've tried. So the rest of the whole, what would be a good idiom to cover if we both got Botox right before coming in and we're just got this general look of surprise. Is that a say?
I don't know.
A catchy idiom?
I don't know.
Element of surprise.
Catfished.
Catfished.
Because a catfish is, it should be an idiom as a word because it's not actually catfish.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a word when you're describing somebody who doesn't look like what they look like. It's, you got catfished. Where it's like you see them in the daylight and it's like, oh my goodness. Or,
right.
And then afterwards, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I thought catfished was, you're not even using your own photo at all.
That can be that.
Okay.
Yeah. Or you see when people are dolled up like to the max and then
make what does Botox do?
I think I'm pretty sure it's a botulism. It relaxes the muscles. And so.
So it doesn't remove wrinkles. It just prevents you from smiling and frowning to create wrinkles.
It prevents the muscles from contracting so you can't smile proper.
Ah.
So you don't get the crow's feet that come with smiling. Because this is me happy. This is me sad.
Right.
It's the same expression because your face isn't moving proper.
I like the aging process. Like, I'm not saying I'm enjoying it.
I absolutely love
myself,
it.
Yeah. But I like it on other people.
I think you said the Asian process.
No.
I was like,
Haitian.
I see. Where you eat your fellow man. You know times are tight.
So someone who, considering that birds can be cannibalistic, to eat like a bird is to eat your fellow man. Is that what we've learned here?
Dahmer. Eats like a bird.
Eats like a bird. Wow. I thought of the other way, too. Like, if it was like, eats like a bird. Eats like a, what's a good example? If a caveman ate a pterodactyl, did he eat like a bird? It's like a bird.
The pterodactyl should be a bird. Is it a reptile? So it's like a bird.
I don't know. It's like a bird.
Anything that swarms like that?
So caveman ate like a bird.
Okay, I did come across this. Maybe you can figure this out.
Crocane.
There are three birds in a tree. One of them I know will peck. One possibly can peck. And one is meant to peck, but refuses. What species are they?
Say that again. What?
Riddle. It's a fantastic riddle.
Is it figure outable?
Yes. There are three birds in a tree. One of them I know will peck. Imagine I'm a troll under a bridge right now.
Yeah, I got it.
You can't cross until you figure this out. Okay. There are three birds in this tree. One of them I know will peck. One possibly can peck. And one is meant to peck, but refuses. What species are they?
Yes, peck. Could peck. No peck.
You ready?
Yeah.
A woodpecker, a could pecker, and a should pecker. So stupid.
That's actually pretty great. I like that. I accept that.
Well, we didn't say it was going to be good, but...
So if we didn't say the true definition or usage of this idiom, it's someone who eats very little.
Yeah.
Very tiny amount.
I find this fascinating with people say, I don't eat at all. I was like, I think you're like 400 pounds. Like, whatever you're eating is like terrible or your metabolism has gone to zero.
It's a disease.
I just think it's fascinating because I eat like...
A bird.
I don't eat like a bird. Well, I do eat like a bird if the birds we're discussing are like vultures.
Right.
Yeah, or cannibalistic birds. But it just thinks, if you don't eat anything, you should be really skeletal. It's like when I see, like a vegetarian that is like...
Bodybuilder.
Well, they don't, like, if it's like, when I think vegetarian, I'm like, you eat probably just like lots of vegetables. And my mind goes to, you're probably like real, like super healthy and fit. It's
not
like,
necessarily.
No, but it's not, exactly, it's not true.
Yeah.
And so in that same thing, I eat like a bird. It's like, I don't know, maybe, I don't know if birds eat like... ding-dongs on top of ice cream.
Like, we've just learned that most do. Most will eat anything.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Yeah, well, there you go. That's it right there. Yeah. They'll eat anything.
Yeah.
You eat like a bird. It's such a backhanded compliment then.
Now that we know.
Wow.
Now, feel free to use that. Everybody, you eat like a bird.
You eat like a bird.
When really what you're saying
like
is...
Like a crow.
Put the plate down.
It's yeah, not even trying to be like rude.
I wonder how like, crow's feet, like, why did they choose the delicious. Laughing lines? Why did they choose these lines to be called crow's feet? Like, why not a different bird? Well, why crow? Why is crow getting all the attention? Got crowbar, crow's feet, crocane, croquet.
Wow.
Chromagnum.
Chromium. Chrome.
Chrome.
Crocodile.
I saw something today, speaking of crocodile. It said, did you know crocodiles... No, sorry, it was alligators. But anyway, did you know alligators can live to like 100? So it's quite likely they will see you later.
See you later, alligator. That's funny.
Yeah, because they live to 100, so it's quite likely.
That's great.
Anyway, yeah, crows. Crows take all the glory. They get all the idioms. They get all the... Throw your hands up.
Well, we have that here with, like, imagine you've been through our local areas and there's that 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock crow time. Have you seen this?
Where they're like,
where it's like, oh, there's like 10 million crows.
Yeah, yeah,
simultaneously
yeah.
Fly from one
right.
District to another.
Right.
That's weird.
Yeah. That's crow pooling.
Do you think they have that same kind of traffic situation? Do you think they apply rules up there? They just go for it. I think crows are lawless.
So I had. I think I've told this story before. One time, driving along and hitting a crow with my car.
That's really hard. Good for you.
I had to swerve several times.
Yeah, it kept dodging.
No, there was a gathering. There was a murder of crows on this little grassy patch on the road, and one just as I got there took off in front of me at bumper level, and I just heard, you know, thump, and then I looked in my rearview mirror as it's wing over wing thump, 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 down the road. I was just running quick to the store and back. I came back and I see that crow right up against the curb and probably 7-8 crows.
Eating him?
No, pacing around him like, who got him? We're going to get him.
We got a crime scene.
And I couldn't even make eye contact with the crows. And then just this week I heard a podcast that said that crows hold funerals. Not literally, but when a crow dies.
Dearly beloved.
They do gather around it and they pause. They have a moment. And so... Actual experts say they're actually just waiting to see, is he really dead?
Can we eat this now?
But it has the appearance of gathering to remember the lost loved one.
It's like the movie Alive.
And I'm like, I saw that, but they looked like they were looking for me. Like, who took out Vinny?
I heard that they have like that kind of memory where they
have facial recognition.
Yes.
Yeah.
You like chuck a rock at a crow and it's like it doesn't forget.
Yeah. It goes the other way too, where if you treat them very well, that they will start like...
Yeah.
Bringing you things.
That should have been where my mind went. Why did it go to chucking a rock as opposed to like feeding it?
Here's the positive side or,
yeah.
You know, listen, when you chuck a rock at a crow.
Crows can do a lot of things that like I can't. They can eat with their pecker. And so that's a useful thing. So with that, we should probably find
did
out.
Did you know that crows actually are one of the birds that can learn to speak too? Have you seen those videos of just like lower mainland black crow going, hello.
That would be terrifying.
Hello.
How are you doing today? Good to be here.
I'm a cannibal.
Well, where does this little gem of an idiom actually come from?
Where do we want to start? We want to get into origins this quick, just like
is
that?
It, is it? I don't think it's this quick.
Huh? Okay, you're right. You're right. I'm wrong.
I said some words. Where'd they go? Where'd they go? No one can know. I turned around and looked behind. Those words came from another mind. Origins.
You know, if you're watching this podcast on YouTube with no volume, and you see two guys talkity talkity talk talk talk, and they're like, let's get into origins. And then we just...
Well...
Stare at the screen.
I didn't want to, for those who are not watching the bulk of our listening audience is podcast listening. But for the video, you've got this whole Muslim thing going on today.
What? Oh, I do?
My hat? Your toque is very Islam.
I was going to ask you, like, do you think I can pull this off? Is this...
I don't know. I'm still sorting it out. It's like...
It's a beanie.
Baby boy's underwear.
So imagine a baseball cap with no brim.
Okay, imagine baby boy's underwear that has been stapled together. Yep.
So you like it. Is that what you're saying?
Doesn't matter what I say. It's not going to deter you.
I'm not picking up on whether
and
it's
no
a thumbs up.
And no one should ever take fashion sense from me. So,
what is that Muslim cap called? Like, Jewish cap is a... Yeah, what's it?
I don't know.
Is there a name for it? There must be.
There's got to be. We'll get our producers working on that.
That's right. All right, well, let's get into the origins then. The origins of the idiom, eat like a bird. So as an idiom, this does date back to at least the 1700s. The exact origins, as per usual, is not totally clear, but it can be found. I love that sound. I'm gonna give that as a ringtone. Oh, sounds so good. The exact origins are unclear, but it is found in various texts from the 18th century. So, for example, in 1722, the phrase "eats like a bird" was used in a book called "A New Voyage to Carolina" by John Lawson. So that does suggest the fact that it's used as an idiom in this novel is that the idiom was already in use at that time. So that's kind of as far back as we can go. So it's for sure in idiomatic use in the 1700s. But here's where it gets interesting. We might not have a clear origin story, but we do know this. Originally, it didn't mean to eat a small amount. It went to describe what manner you use to eat. So someone who ate like a bird...
Really?
Was that they ain't daintily like a petite woman.
My mind went to like their food.
No, no, no.
They're bobbing their head.
Actually packing? Yeah. No, no, no.
You eat like a bird.
It just means they're very elegant, very delicate, very dainty. If they ate with, you know, the pinky raised, you were eating like a bird. It didn't have to do with the portions That's that weird. You were having. It had to do with...
They don't do that.
Yeah, just the delicacy of how you ate. So picture like somebody in white gloves with a pinky raised.
Like an eagle holding
tiny,
down a fish.
Tiny amounts at a time. So the idiom gained popularity due to the perception of birds being picky eaters, which, as we've clearly discussed, is not true. They are not picky eaters. They do peck a little bit at a time. That part's true. So that behavior combined with the reputation for being picky, which is not true, led to the association.
Like a pelican. They just daintily go at things.
Daintily pecking at things. So, but it segued into minimalistic eating. That's why how we use it today. So, so it became metaphorically mean you eat sparingly. You have a small appetite, but kind of important to mention is that the idiom is not, I mean, we've clearly already said this, not a true representation of the actual eating habits of birds in the slightest, because birds, forget what they're eating, whether they're cannibalistic or scavengers, they actually consume, in relative to their body size, they consume a huge amount. So they are not light eaters at all. The difference is that their metabolism is so small that they're eating all day. So it still looks like they're only eating a little bit, but they actually, comparative to their body size, eat quite a bit. But it's used, we haven't ever done this idiom, maybe we will, but eat like a horse. They actually in relation to body size eat more than a horse. So
proportionally,
eat like a horse means you eat like crazy. Eat like a bird means you hardly eat at all. But in reality, birds eat way more in relation to their body size than horses do. So both idioms are stupid.
They got it wrong.
Yeah.
Price is wrong, Bob.
Yeah. So they have small stomachs. They have high metabolism. They got to eat small portions, but they're constantly eating until it, well, I don't know if it equals their body weight, but.
It's probably how they stay lean.
Now you got it.
Yeah. How many fat birds have you seen?
Wow. Do penguins count?
Okay. So if a bird gets a little chunky, it's dead. Because then it can't fly away when a predator comes.
Yeah.
It's just like...
Chickens are kind of fat. Is that why we eat them? They can't get away.
If it can't get away, we eat it.
Turkeys, chickens,
people,
penguins?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh.
Stuff that could get away.
There's probably fat birds back. That just don't exist anymore because we ate them all.
I'm trying to think. What would you say is like a fat bird? So penguin, you say, has some...
I mean, have you ever seen the way they raise chickens? They can hardly walk. They're so pumped full of fat. So if you're talking about in the wild...
I've not seen a wild chicken.
That's just like, I got to lose a few pounds.
No, they were probably all lean. That chicken's wild. But in terms of like wild things, like in fact, is there any? Like what's like a hippo.
Yeah.
What else is fat, like, in terms of the stuff that we eat? Like cows?
We don't eat hippos.
Yeah, that's true.
I would, if it was served up.
If there was a place where we could go get hippo meat right now.
We would shorten this podcast.
Yeah, and go have hippo meat.
Yeah.
You want ribs?
Hippo ribs?
Hippo ribs. Wow.
I love it.
Elephants.
Grits. Hippo grits.
Hmm. That sounds like a good place.
Hippo
grits? A vegetarian place called Hippo Grits.
Hippo Grits.
Well,
that's great.
In terms of, like, you can't have a fat bird because then it loses its birdness, its aerodynamicness. It's
maybe.
Well, you can have like a 50-pound bird in a tree. That'd be terrifying.
Fat implies that they're not what they should be. Meaning, it could look fat to us, like a hippo looks fat, but that would mean they're all fat. Are they all fat?
Hippos are all fat.
Are they? Or are they, like, when a hippo is in its best condition?
Have you seen a baby hippo? Still fat.
So, fat implies out of shape. You should lose weight. But a hippo shouldn't lose weight. Have you ever seen a fit hippo?
Well, for a hippo, sure.
Right. So, he's not fat.
In comparison to other hippos, I see.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think you're only fat if you're larger than you should be.
But people don't mess with hippos.
What does that have to do with what I'm saying?
I'm trying to think.
You're not fat unless you're bigger than you should be. Yeah, well, people don't mess with hippos.
Well, I'm thinking about in terms of, like, my brain is in the Serengeti somewhere. And so, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a lean animal. Like, that's like, svelte. Like,
ostrich.
Yeah, that'd be dead. Like, wouldn't it? That's probably the biggest bird.
You mean against a hippo? Or it'd be dead. Why?
Well, it could run away, I guess. But in terms of, like, defensive abilities, I just don't think of an ostrich as. I guess it could, like, peck you to death.
Yeah, I'm lost. Are we now talking pitting animals against animals?
I'm trying to think of the, like, so an ostrich or emu, it can't fly,
right?
So I guess it could be fat. Like, it could just eat itself till its little skinny legs buckled.
Yeah, I think animals that get fat are only animals who have pet owners.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they get, like, fat in, like, the wild. Hippos. No, hippos are perfect.
Oh, I see.
As God designed them.
So, that's part of their whole defensive strategy.
They're big.
Yeah.
Not fat.
I think they're fat.
Are whales fat? Because they're made of blubber.
They have blubber. Yeah, for sure they're fat.
Yeah. So, it's all in the eye of the beholder. Well, anyway, maybe. That's it for Origins. The meaning has changed over time. It's been an idiom since 1700s, and it's completely wrong. Because birds eat a lot.
Perfect. That sounds right up our alley.
What, being completely wrong?
Well, just that it doesn't make any sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, other ways that you would give, like, eats like a bird. If someone pecked at their food,
yeah,
I could say, oh, you eat like a bird.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the manner that they're eating.
The manner in which they're eating.
Okay. If they're eating small amounts all day long,
maybe,
and sometimes it might be crushed skunk on the side of the road.
Their plate, and you know people who like get too close to their plate? Like, there's like...
What do you mean?
Like they're like a close plate eater.
Oh, like they lean down towards it?
Like, yeah, and so they're like just going like a little quick.
Sure.
That could be like you eat like a bird.
Okay, yeah.
In terms of your manner.
Yeah.
But a slurper, because I think of like a hummingbird.
Or if they are. You know, you're sitting at the table and they actually are using their pecker.
The soup is terrible.
Oh, that somehow made it more of an image. The soup is terrible. That was great. Anyways, yeah, that's a person who eats like a bird.
Well, we should wrap this piece of uselessness up.
Sounds good. Why don't we get into a game that we like to play? It's called Riddlink, and we enjoy it. It takes a two-part trivia-based question, requires a two-part overlapping answer, overlapping by sound, syllable, word, or words. And so, for example, last week, I had to actually look it up because we changed what we were going to leave for everybody. So we left you with this one, a television game show that has been hosted by both Monty Hall and Wayne Brady and allows one passing out the cards to make up the rules.
Oh, I got one.
Okay, go.
Let's make a dealer's choice.
Let's make a dealer's choice. Mm. So that's how you play Riddle Inc. It's not let's make a deal. It's not dealer's choice. It's let's make a dealer's choice.
Okay. Well, I've got a couple prepared.
I got some great poupon.
And we should get into it. Here we go.
Okay.
The dynamic duo led Al-Qaeda.
What?
The dynamic duo led Al-Qaeda.
Oh, okay. Got it. I like it. I was like, what? You know what's really stupid is when you said the dynamic duo, my brain actually thought of the dynamic twins, which was...
Wonder Twins Activate?
No, which was a very short-lived Christian rap group by two brothers that nobody in the world's going to remember.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm like, how do I... Dynamic duo? What the song?
No, the dynamic duo.
Okay, let's go with Batman and Robin Laden. Bin Laden.
That's it.
Batman and Robin Laden.
That's it.
Hard to get out of my mouth.
That's it.
Okay, let me give you one. Let's see. When you barely mange, the Trashmen say, everyone knows this. This is a leap. Do you know the group, the Trashmen?
No.
They only know one song.
I'm going to go with something about a bird. Eat like a bird dance.
Is that a bird, bird, bird?
The bird is the word?
Yeah, that one? Bird is a word.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eat like a bird is a word. Sorry.
That's
I should have maybe played a clip. Played a clip of that.
Yeah, everybody knows about the bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fruit Loops mascot with this rugged luggage brand. Fruit Loops mascot with this rugged luggage brand.
See, I'm trying so hard to work the idiom into them. Like, all I had to do was think of a bird.
That's where I went.
That's great. Toucan Samsonite.
That's it.
Toucan Samsonite. All right, I got one more, but let's leave a dang-a-ling-a-wing out there for everybody.
Well, if you want to, we would love to hear from you on Instagram at the.village.idiom or email us thevillageidiompodcast@gmail.com or whether it's the Facebook, the YouTubes, or the X. At 3 minutes gone.
Here it goes. It might be Big Bird's address, but his diet is sparse.
That's great.
It might be Big Bird's address, but his diet is sparse.
And that is 3 minutes gone.
That's that one right away.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. You see, you dove off. Like,
I still use...
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I want to wreck it for the illegitimate children.
Fair enough.
Well, it was fun... snuffling with you. I don't know. I got nothing.
Famous bird characters. Big Bird. Toucan Sam.
Oh, man. The Happy Feet people.
The penguins. The Happy Feet penguins.
Penguins of Madagascar.
What's the name of that big, giant bird? I want to say Tweety Kevin bird. On the movie Up.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
I think it's Kevin.
Okay.
Or something like that. Well, Tweety Bird, that's a good one.
It's probably one of the most famous.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways.
Daffy Duck. Donald Duck.
It's good. Mallard Duck.
Daisy Duck. Scrooge McDuck.
Daisy Duck shorts. Yeah. Well, I'm...
Daisy Duck, Daisy cute Duke? I've never noticed that. Daisy Duck, Daisy Duke. Is that coincidence?
I think one had short shorts and one had no shorts.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But is it the same, by the same, like, have you ever seen them in the same room?
That makes sense. If you don't think about it, I'm Skinny.
I'm Jurassic Mark.
And these are the Village Idioms.
Nice. That's 3 minutes gone.